Welcome to the America's Got Talent AfterBuzz After Show, Season 13, Episode 13 and 14 review. I am your host, Sean Paul Payton, and we're going to get into singers, dancers, cats, trapeze artists, and our special guest tonight, Diamond. Stay tuned, guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Tell him. God rest her soul. Just a little bit. All right, guys. Well, welcome. We've got a wonderful after show here for you tonight. As I mentioned, I'm your host, Sean Paul Payton, and we have our special guest. Say hello.
Hello.
And we also have our host.
What's up, guys? Joseph Shepherd.
All right. So we're going to get into the show a little bit here. We always like to start off with our overall thoughts. But before we do, I do just want to take a little second here and talk about our special guest, Diamond. Diamond is an entertainer that has performed across the world. He's been performing for quite some time as well. He's performed in multiple venues, and he was also on the America's Got Talent show as well. He has a residency at the Sears Club in Hollywood. And now, let's go ahead and take a look at some of your footage.
All right. Be nice.
Where does one find a suit like that? I love that.
That was a loaner. I don't even own that suit. My friend Shawnee James got that for me.
Nice.
From Cosmos of Hollywood.
Wow.
My favorite stores here.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Come on. Yes, let's go. Very nice. Thank you for that footage, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Dude, you have an incredible voice. I can't imagine how much precision goes into every one of your rehearsals. It's just... Like to actually see you do so well, and to see some of the acts that actually get through, it's like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm scratching my head. But
that's television.
Yes, so true. And Melinda, she was talking about that a lot too, how, you know, a lot of it has to do with the backstories, and mm-hmm. and it's I know
I
how
already
you feel
renamed
about that.
The show America's Got Stories, and that's all this
exactly.
is about. It's like who has the most depressing story?
Exactly.
Before we get into the acts tonight, I want to go over the acts that got through last week.
Yes.
We had Junior New System.
Mm-hmm.
We had Angel City Sings, should not have gotten through. We had Shin Lim,
mm-hmm.
Amanda Mina, should not have gotten through. Mm-hmm. Vicky, who was mm-hmm. a comedian, okay, mm-hmm. cool. We Three should not have gotten through. Mm-hmm. And then that Courtney Screaming Girl should not have gotten through. Don't know what's going on with you guys, America. Y'all want some stupid, I was about to say a bad word that I can't say on this show, singers. But we're going for the bad, and I don't like
now,
it.
Now, Joseph.
I have a feeling I'm really going to like him today. I feel that we're, like, cut from the same cloth.
We are. Like, yeah. I try to stay quiet when we watch things, mm-hmm. and then just let it flow once this hits.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think, Diamond?
What do I think about the tonight show?
About some of the acts that go through in general?
I mean, in general, like I said,
and even tonight,
it's television.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm surprised to see Glynis Grace still in the show. Because oftentimes the best ones are the ones that go out first.
Wow.
And when I heard she was on the show, I was like, oh, you know, that could be a mm-hmm. career breaker or maker.
Right.
So Hopefully it's a maker for her.
Oh, I hope she's amazing. Yeah, I hope she goes through way until the end, because just that performance just put me on another level. But as far as the acts that went through, I do want to play devil's advocate, because I said I would do this. And when I saw the acts that went through, and I thought about our episode last week where we were talking about everything, I thought, oh my God, I'm so dumb. I do not know what America wants. I feel so foolish. And then I just thought,
well, honey, get in line.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
I mean, I don't necessarily know if it's what America wants. It's whoever has their hand on telephone, whoever has their hand on Twitter, whoever has their hand on X, Y, and Z. And if you are up and coming and you're from Las Vegas and you got all the caboodles around you and you've done a residency, like a small residency somewhere, or you have your connections and you can easily blast these to whoever it is, It literally is a popularity contest.
It is. At
the end of the day, you can have as much talent as you want, but if you're from a podunk town in the middle of nowhere and you don't have any support whatsoever, it's really not going to work for you.
Yeah, I was really disappointed to see that Flajay didn't make it through. That hurt me. I was like, I just thought she was awesome. Like, I loved the ability of her flow was just so fast, and like her energy on stage, and I felt like hers was a backstory that actually contributed to her art, because she put it in her lyrics and stuff, and so that backstory mattered to her actual performance. It was relevant, but it's really too bad that she didn't make it. Now, Human Fountains didn't make it either, so I guess
that's understandable.
And then Lord Neil didn't make it. Mochi, another one that I would have loved to see move on.
Someone's name is Mochi, like the ice cream.
Yeah.
I want some Mochi now.
And of course, Pac Dance Team did not make it through either. But that pretty much wraps up last week, so let's go ahead and get on to this week and our overall thoughts of tonight's show. Diamond.
Why would you go to me first?
Would you like a second?
Yeah, maybe come back to me, because
Joseph,
I want him to buffer what I might say.
Mm-hmm. Overall thoughts? I don't know why half of these people even got to where they needed to get.
Okay, honestly, what I was going to say, I don't know why Howie Mandel still has a job there.
Howie's for the odd talents that I don't really see talent in.
Let's think about it. The odd talents are not, I mean, some of the odd talents, I'll say, that's not what you want to see as a Las Vegas show.
No.
Definitely don't want to, walk down and see that in my hotel lobby.
No.
Like the dolphin thing?
No. So you want to kick it off, Sean? What do we got?
We'll talk about the dolphins in just a moment, but let's go ahead and start off with our acts that we did like. Now, I will go first for this, because
bantering off of you, because I'm not going to like the same thing.
I love a lot of people.
We should just put him in the middle.
It's all cool. I think the judges had a lot of good comments tonight, especially for, just in general. But let me go ahead and start off with one group that I really did like. I loved Da Republic. And here's why. Because for me, when I've seen actual performances, like good dance performances at this one event called Carnival down at the Avalon in Hollywood, you get acts that a lot of dancers that train at Millennium, a lot of dancers that train at Debbie Reynolds, Movement Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so you really do get to see the best of this year's talent every single month at the Carnival event in Avalon. And when I was watching Da Republic, it really put me in that headspace, like I was watching right there, kind of like how I felt with some acts at Carnival. I will say that some acts at Carnival are better, like they've had some better performances. Just because their technique is just stellar. But at the same time, I really did like what Da Republic was doing. I'm not impressed with one flip, but when you do a quad flip, that's pretty freaking impressive to me. The hat trick and the little things that they were doing like that were pretty cool. They just had a cohesive style, too. Like, I remember how last week you said you didn't like how Pac Dance was a little mixed up with, like, what their message was and how their style and song just didn't seem to coordinate. But with Da Republic, I felt like it did do a very good job of coordinating a total vibe all throughout. The music with the moves, like the crash, when he fell on the crash, I thought that was great. The fire and everything was pretty pleasing to me. Joseph.
I wrote, meh, boring.
No!
This is my thing, and I said it 10 million times before. If you have a dance troupe, mm-hmm. your dance troupe needs to be 6 people or less. When you start adding into your 10s and your 15s and your 20s,
it's hard to keep up.
You cannot keep everything in sync.
Okay.
And so if I'm concentrating on these 3 front dancers and everybody in the back is off by a count or two, it ruins it for me. Mm. You need like to be concise and also...
And do you really need that many people to win?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. You know? No. And then they used, this was stage, this was stage problem. They used purple and blue lighting, and it's something that RuPaul's Drag Race does all the time too, which I absolutely hate. I can't concentrate on the final product either when the purple and blue lighting's used. It's just not great for camera.
That didn't throw me off. I know what you're saying with the lighting, but I have to say this is one of the better dance acts.
A little warm in here, sorry.
This is definitely better one of the dance acts, better dance acts of this season. I'm going to stick with it. I got to defend them. Right. They did outstanding in my opinion.
We will agree to disagree. Who else do you have up?
All right, let's take a look here. Noah, I didn't really write a whole bunch of comments beside him, but I did like his vocal. Hold on.
Wanna be Mumford and Sons.
Oh, that's what you feel.
You mean the guy...
I know.
The Glee guy.
I'm rooting for you, but we got some hater aid. What's going on with the hater aid?
I think he's good.
Yeah?
Honestly. And to have someone come on and do a song that they wrote.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think to actually have a song that they would even accept that you've written to actually put into the show says a lot for your talent.
That's
I think he has a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have our own journeys, but...
Absolutely. And, yeah, I mean,
my fans are wondering why we're talking about AGT. This is the AGT after show.
Exactly.
So you know. And I was once upon a time on that show.
There we go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought Noah did pretty good. Let's go ahead and move on to the Voices of Hope Children's Choir. Now, before you guys say anything, I just got to tell you, I enjoyed...
You be nice.
I enjoyed...
Damn, I thought I was going to be...
I enjoyed watching, like, Simon really get into
it. I was just about to say, the most enjoyable part. I love the kids.
Yeah.
I love the kiddies, but...
And
they were all wearing Snuggies in different colors to form a rainbow.
Don't hate on the kids.
And their song wasn't great.
It's cute, right? I love the kids.
It's not what I want to see in a Las Vegas show.
Yes, and at the same time,
that does not sell a Las Vegas.
Maybe they can go in the Kids Bop studio and record some of our favorite songs.
That's exactly what came to mind.
Yeah.
Kids Bop.
Musicals. What about musicals for the kids? I love the kids, dude. I just love them. They're so freaking adorable. And, like, they did great on their own, too.
They're adorable.
Like, they had their little solo parts and everything. Heck, I think they can all sing better than I can.
But at the end of the day, if you were to go into a church choir and you were to hear a children's church choir sing, I would be more blown away by them than I would what I saw on TV.
Way more. It was a little bit beyond the cheese factor for me.
A little cheesy, you think?
A lot of cheese.
Huh. Like,
well, a lot of different kinds of cheese.
YouTubers.
Rainbow cheese.
YouTubers, this is a great opportunity where I want to speak to you, YouTubers and Apple Podcast listeners. We're having some disagreements tonight, so I want you all to comment and let us know who you love, who you hate, and what you think about everything we're saying on tonight's show, because we've got some opinions and we want to hear your opinions. We love it when you comment, like, comment, and subscribe, and share, and all those good things. So let's keep it rolling here.
I'm so happy.
And so, all right, I know y'all gotta love Glennis Grace. She was fire. She was the best. She was the best.
She had some congestion, though.
No!
Congestion?
Stop it.
You think so?
When she would try to hit a note, there was some in there. Look, there was. We rewatch it.
I gotta re-listen because I've known about Glennis Grace since long before America's Got Talent, which I'm quite surprised to see her on a show like this.
That's
now.
What we've discussed before. We were very surprising because she's not...
almost a step back.
She's pretty well done, yeah.
But at the same time, hey, take an opportunity when you can.
Especially when when she's coming over to America. I think that's it's a great kind of segue in.
Yeah. And that's the point that we were making, just the fact that she's done so much success everywhere else, and now she's here. And she's trying to see what she can do.
It's hard to break America when you're in a different country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... That's one more example of, you know, you can have all the talent in the world.
Yeah.
And just, you know, you need a little bit of magic there.
That's
to
right.
To line things up. And it's really who you know in this industry.
Mm-hmm. That does matter.
There are a lot less talented people with a big Rolodex and bank accounts.
Oh,
that
man.
Can make things happen. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's unfortunate.
It really is. That I agree with you so much. I wish things were a little bit more fair, but I don't know.
What is fair, though?
That's another.
That's what Nicki Minaj has been asking all week. What is fair?
Yeah,
it's not. None of it's fair. None of it's ever going to be fair.
Huh. Well, let's keep it rolling.
We got
the sacred Rihanna.
Moving right along.
We got the sacred Rihanna. I loved the promo. I was thinking this whole time she's been on the show, I'm thinking like she needs to be in a scary movie. And that was such a realization of my dream for her. Like that promo is a preview of what should be coming in the near future for Sacred
Rihanna.
Yeah, but
we've seen a movie like that before.
What? Well,
we've seen a few movies like that.
But how many times has Spider-Man been redone? Superman been redone? All of
right,
that.
And they shouldn't have been redone.
Look at this.
I love
you.
Y'all getting crazy.
If you do scoot over, just make sure you can be seen in that camera.
This is the thing. I think that she executes her stuff really well. However, in her previous acts, she's had some type of magic trick happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what was it? What happened?
There was nothing magical.
I was waiting for something to happen.
And then the commercial
randomly came, and I was like, was this done?
I was a little concerned when that scream happened and they cut off. I thought, did somebody fall and get hurt?
I just think that it was just time to go. As Tyra was saying, there's a lot of stuff happening because the doors weren't working.
By the way, I'm just going to say, I really like Tyra on this show.
Nice.
I've not seen her do the show yet.
See there, Tyra. She don't get things.
I love you, Tyra.
She, I will say that when the live show starts, she gets really good.
Mm.
Those before show, the auditions, like, would she be in for 2 seconds? It was just weird. But like, actually having like a host is good.
That's good. So more of Tyra is better.
More Tyra is better.
Hey. I'm sure you agree with that.
Check it out. Mm. Check it out. Well, I would say that's... Oh, no. I got a couple more that I liked. There's... I want to go straight to the last performance... No, the last two performances.
Are we going to skip the ballroom dancing?
Sure. We'll come back to them because they're a wild card, so we'll get to them in the segment three. Mm-hmm. The front pictures... Excuse me, guys. I got a little cold here.
I got it from Glennis Grace, didn't you?
Yeah, I got more congestion than she does. So girl, you're doing good because I don't know how you deal with this and sing. But front pictures.
Oh, my God. Siobhan Fildo was watching. She was on the same season as
they,
oh, wow. Yes.
Nice.
Hi, girl.
What's up, guys? I love, this is where my visuals come in. I love the visuals. That
front pictures?
Front pictures.
Beautifully done. Great. Wonderful. I would watch it in Vegas for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a wonderful show. Very entertaining. Made me think of theme parks and all kinds of crazy things. So,
is that the discount tickets?
But I tell you what, let's go ahead and move into the final act.
Duo Transcend?
Yeah, Duo Transcend. What was amazing to me was that they actually tried being blindfolded again.
Yes.
I was really scared, and I'm so glad that everything turned out okay. You guys did amazing. Hats off to you. That connection that you two have is beautiful. I think it's so wonderful that you guys trust each other so much in that act, so I really love that.
You got to be able to trust.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's done so beautifully, too. I will say that. Like, if he's dropping her, her legs are always in some type of position. Like, everything is done. So it's very, very choreographed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not like he's just dropping her and she has, like, flailing legs, which makes it more of, like, to me, more dancing.
Yeah, because she did fall back, like...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like,
so it was like...
Fall! Yeah, right?
But, like, it was pure beauty. Like, I would watch it. I thought it was one of the best of the night, if not the best non-singing act, I will say, I guess.
Very good. Okay, great. Now, let's go ahead and move on to the acts that need improvement.
All of them.
Oh, no.
All right, hit it. Go.
All right, I'm going to start off with Yumbo Dump just because it's the easiest.
Oh, God.
I was really getting concerned when they started off with the typhoon. Because I was like, okay, that's kind of funny, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
There was nothing about that. That was not a typhoon. Entertaining to me at all.
No.
That, to me, is a waste of time.
Yes.
And it's one of the reasons why I can't stay in these shows.
But, guys, when they got to the dolphins with the music and the love story, and Simon stood up, the judges took their exes back. Come on, y'all. Yumbo Dump. Is America going to be voting for?
I need a drink.
I do not think America will be voting for them. I really hope that they human fountain them last week.
I really hope.
America, if you vote these people through, all I have to say to you is, I don't even know what I'm going to say. I mean.
You've got to think about it.
Uh-uh.
Pause. And so I think they do need to work on their routine because
I don't think there is a routine. I think it's just it's done. It's legitimately
game
done.
Over. Game over.
It had its viral moment when they first went, and it's done.
While we're being shady, doesn't Simon look a little puffy?
Huh?
Right. You wanted to pull that up too.
Looks a little puffy tonight. I'm confused.
Simon.
Simon's puffy?
Looks a little puffy.
Just like in the cheeks?
Bit. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I didn't catch that, but
maybe because I haven't seen him in a while.
You know?
Oh, it could be.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Shout out to Simon Cowell, if you're watching. What up, man? Hope you're doing well. Let's look at the
Savinsky Cats.
Yeah.
Again. Oh, my God. I totally have forgotten about that.
I didn't. Act. Now, I love cats. I love dogs. I love animals. I didn't like the music choice with what they were doing because the music was too hyped for what was going on.
Correct. It's not a Vegas show.
No, but it's like if you go to a petting zoo at a fair.
Hmm.
At like a carnival. Maybe I'll see some cats dance. Yeah, it's like one of those like an act at like Universal City,
right,
like or
but
something.
But it's not a $1 million Las Vegas show. That's what we're... what we're casting for. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Come on.
No, I agree.
Yeah, and...
But neither are a lot of the ones who won. So.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a little bit better to compete with everyone that really stepped it up tonight.
Quinn and Nisha, that older lady.
Are we through with everybody? Did we catch everybody? We did the trapeze act, the front pictures, Sacred Rihanna... Glennis, Savinsky Cats, Voices of Hope, we did them.
The only person
Sam,
we did
what
not
about,
do is
what about Sam, the comedian? Comedian Sam.
It's like he ate Tiffany Haddish and is trying to do his best impersonation of Tiffany Haddish.
That's not good. Sam, keep on trying, buddy. What I got interested in was kind of the story you was telling. I didn't catch myself laughing out loud a lot, but I think that you have a knack for telling some stories.
Yeah,
and I really did like that. That's what I liked about it. Like, you can tell a good story. So just keep on hustling, man. I don't know how it's going to go tonight with America's votes, but keep at it, my man. Michaela. What about Michaela? She started off the show and we didn't even talk about her.
I think I missed that one.
Okay, that's okay.
The background vocals were too much. It literally was like drowning her out, the background vocals.
I do agree with the
judges,
though.
And I don't know why Heidi gave her the golden buzzer originally.
Uh-huh. I gotta agree with the golden judges. You can tell I'm sick. My brain's just like... I've gotta agree with the judges' comments tonight that this was better than the original. Because,
oh, no.
No, I think it was.
No.
When I heard the original... like, it just seemed like, you know, a regular song on the radio, hit the top billboards, do great, whatever. But it didn't really catch me, and Michaela's rendition of it caught me. Like, I really enjoyed everything that was about her aura on stage. It was the stage presence, the set design, the additions to the live version, which the violins and the drums, the way they were just kind of keying into the emotion of the song. I really liked her version of it. Mm-hmm. So that was actually a favorite. Just to backtrack a little bit, I really did like how Michaela did that. And that pretty much takes up everybody but
takes the
wild card. Quinn and Misha. So, I've liked them throughout the season just because of the age of the act, and I think that I don't know if they can be in the top seven of tonight's show to move on. That's what I'm a little worried about. I did like their performance. I just don't know if it's going to be in the top seven for America's Vote.
I don't know how being an older lady and being picked up by a younger man is a talent.
That is not a Vegas show. Again,
it's well, Mariah Carey has a Vegas show and she gets picked up by
Mariah Carey also has 18 number one hits.
That is true. So that is true.
Don't come for me. I would defend her fiercely.
There we go.
But I want to see her dance. If you're 70 something years old, I want to see you dance, not be picked up by a man who's half your age. Like, mm-hmm. It just does not make sense to me.
If you're 70 something years old, dancing like that makes me very nervous, so I don't even want to see that.
I see.
Just perfectly honest, I don't want to bear witness to anything that might go wrong.
Well, hopefully they continue to do well in the future. I'm not sure, like I said, if they'll move on or not. As far as the wild cards go, is there anyone, Joseph, that you would like to bring back?
Flage.
Same. I agree, Flage. So. I'm so disappointed that you didn't
like
make it through.
It sounds like this was one of those people, one of the people that was mega talented. That
mm-hmm.
It's just like you don't see every single time she wrote an original rap. Every single time it was something personal to her.
That's really hard to do.
And it was the beat was always great. Everything was always great about it. And I think that's just you don't see that. You see everybody doing covers, and it's like at the end of the day, if you have the talent to write, that's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to some special footage here. Our co-host Justine was out on the red carpet, and she got quite a few different interviews. Let's go ahead and start off with the first one here, and let's see how it went.
Is this a surreal experience beyond America's Got Talent?
Yeah, this is crazy. Like, this is crazy, being here at the Dolby Theater, performing in front of thousands of people and millions of people at home. It's a dream come true.
This is her.
I can't even imagine being on the red carpet. Is this the first time you've ever been on red carpet?
This is my second time, I think. But nothing like this. Like, it's a lot of big outlets here, you know? So, it's crazy.
So, how long does it take for you to write your raps?
I'm not going to lie. I wrote that rap in, like, 30 minutes. We did some tweaking to it in studio sessions, but that rap was written in 30
She's
minutes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And do you do it with anybody else, or is this solely written by you?
Yeah, this is solely me. Like, I write all my raps, all of it's original, you know.
I write them
every week, you know what I'm saying? So it's something fresh, it's something new, and I can take the judges' criticism into consideration.
That's great.
So are you working on an album, or are you waiting for America's Got Talent to be over? I want to know.
Listen, it's a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused here, but you know, I gotta have someone I come out here, so be ready for the fire, you dig?
Yeah.
And who are your dream rappers to work with? Or artists in general?
Artists, one of my dream rappers to work with are Drake and artists Kehlani.
Yes.
Thank you so much and look forward to seeing you next
week. For sure. Thank you.
Now that girl, she's got so much talent. She's amazing. I'm telling you.
That.
Yeah, she's a winner, and I can't wait to see what she has to go in the future. Let's go ahead and take a look at our next interview that Justine got.
Here we go. When you do that, you have water all over your face. I can't even. It's so funny. I'm like looking at you guys. Do you guys walk around like after you guys do your whole act? Are you just soaking wet? Or like, do you change, or you just stay in exactly what you're wearing right now? Are you still in those outfits?
I think the stains on our shirts and pants might tell the story.
Look, it looks like what? So what is that? Looks like egg.
It's mustard. That
it's mustard. You're right, because of the hot dog. Okay, who had the hot dog again? Can you tell me how that happened? Are you allowed to tell us how that just came out of your mouth, or is that a secret? It's magic.
It's a secret recipe that requires a little regurgitation and meat congealing.
He may have two esophagi.
That is the most.
He makes the hot dog in his stomach.
So, like, I can't even imagine doing that with, like, my boyfriend, a significant other. How do you guys, like, eat each other's, like, food and drinks and, like, please explain, like, that doesn't make you sick? You like it?
No, it makes us sick. And when one person gets sick, we all get sick.
But, like, are you ever on the verge of, like, I mean, have you guys ever thrown up from this? Ever?
have never thrown up. I will say we've grown up. We've known each other since kindergarten, so we're incredibly close friends. Cameron is a germaphobe, but he is.
Are you? You're a germaphobe.
Yes.
So how do you?
All right, Jonathan. Well, that was amazing.
Do it for the laughs.
These guys are hilarious, and Justine, we love you so much. I'm so glad that you got an interview with them.
You look beautiful, darling.
Let's go ahead and look at the next clip that you got here. I think that was one of my favorites.
Genuinely, like, one of my absolute favorites, because I feel like America's Got Talent is not, you know, it's about expressing different kinds of talent.
Yeah,
like
it's a variety.
Yes. Can you give us any hint, any clue of how you do it?
Yeah, it's
anything.
It's all in the hair, so you just gotta make sure your hair is good, and as long as that's good, then everything.
So that we focus on your hair and not your hands.
Exactly, that's the perfect misdirection, and some tattoo or ink somewhere in your body, so that they just kind of.
But do you get nervous, like, when that light shines on you and all the judges are watching you? Are you nervous or you're like, no, I got this?
No, I was super nervous on stage. Really? Yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, sleight of hand. So I'm not, there's really no props. There's nothing. It's just me and dexterity. So doing that live, like any small mistake, which I did make, you know, everyone's going to see it. So.
And have you ever made a mistake and, like, in front of an audience, whoever you've been performing in front of, and they've called you out and they've, like, said, no, we've seen that. Like, we know what you just did. Or has it always been kind of easy for you?
Definitely not. I don't think that's ever happened.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you on that. And, yeah, I think these are very wonderful footage. Unfortunately, I think we're running out of time. So I want to get to one very important video here. Diamond has a single that has been out. It was released in May. It is called Loose Me. Let's go ahead and take a little look at this music video featuring CeeLo Green. Very nice, very nice. Thank you so much, Jonathan. That is amazing, an amazing music video. How much time did that take to film the whole thing?
Well, we did it in two different parts. So I did I did one day, and then I came back and had to do some corrections like 3 weeks later.
Right.
So it was really like 2 days of work.
Very cool.
And then like a week of editing.
Wow, that had to be an incredible team to get so much into such a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. That is impressive. Diamond, is there anything that you want to let your fans know about, let the AGT fans know about, anything that you want to let people know that you're up to these days?
Well, I'm alive, first of all. Just in case y'all been looking for me. I'm still playing here in Hollywood and in New York and across the world, wherever I got a gig, as Mike will travel, kind of thing. But no, I'm gearing up for a very independent or intimate tour with So Far Sounds, which I'm very excited about. They provide, you know, great entertainment and some very unique spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to be a part of that. And I'm working on a new album,
nice.
Which I don't want to tell you the name of just yet. But yeah, so I'm working on new music always. And, you know, we'll see what happens in 2019.
Nice.
Well, 2018 ain't over yet.
Where does your inspiration for your sound come from?
Well, no other singer, first of all, I'll just say this. No other singer has influenced me more than Aretha Franklin. Like, hands down, she's the influencer of all my other favorites.
She was amazing.
Right. So, you know, hands down, Mariah, Aretha, Whitney, Prince, Michael, Sammy Davis. I mean, I like singers who sing, you know. I very rarely listen to people who can't.
That's a good point.
Fantastic. Well, unfortunately, it looks like we got about a minute left on the show.
Yeah.
I do want to say that I still predict that Glennis Grace is going to win this show.
She should.
Yeah.
She absolutely should.
Correct.
And I think that pretty much wraps it up after Buzzers. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah,
thank
you. It was great to have you here. We'll be having some more stuff coming up in the future. Once again, I am your host, Sean Paul Payton. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, all social media as at Sean Paul Payton. And Diamond?
At Diamonds Are Forever. That's two I's, no A.
Oh, and you can find me at Joseph A. Shepherd on everything, even Pornhub. Just kidding!
No!
No, you're not.
You guys have been crazy today.
I love you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.